Hi, friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach. It has been a while. It has been a hot minute, not gonna lie. And in the spirit of this podcast, which is it's a holistic approach to social issues, to human connection and things that challenge us every day, I have to say that, like so many, I've been challenged as well and really needed some time to be able to feel ready to come back to my podcast. And hopefully I am filled with even more experience, more perceptions on different topics, and with gifts to share. And one in particular is to continue to be relatable, to be able to connect with strangers who are listening right now, because that's what the podcast is all about. I mean, it has the word social in it for a reason. And it is a resource to sit at a table with different people that are going through different things, that are all unique, but that can relate when it comes to what makes us us and human connection. Again, so very important. Community is important and unity is very important. Today, I want to bring the topic of being a carrier of pain, being a carrier of trauma, and what it really may look like to be an empath. And why are those two topics being brought together, right? So what people tend to describe as an empath, or I'm an empath, I am very sensitive to other people and how they feel and the energy around me, or vibes, if you want to call it that way. And, you know, I'm very alert and sense, right? They sense when people are in distress, they sense other people's anxiety or when they're sad. But a question to us, and let me add this comment. It is very possible that you have a sensory in you, right? Like a sixth sense that is more alert. There is a thing called discernment, and different religions talk about it. Christianity talks about not only having discernment, but having the Holy Spirit. And it's a spirit that's guiding you, that's talking to your spirit. We are souls, right? There is a very real element in that. However, is that really what is speaking to us, guiding us? Or is it an alerted nervous system? An alerted nervous system who has been conditioned to be very aware of its surroundings and people and what people think of them and what people are feeling, because that's the way that you have learned to cope, survive. It is a coping mechanism. So am I really an empath, or am I a carrier of trauma and pain, and am I unhealed? And you could be both, right? I think trauma teaches a lot of things, you know. People who've been through certain things that have survived, it transforms them, it changes them. And many times, thank God, it changes them to be better. You know, to grow, we go through pain. It's just how it works, right? Is there unnecessary trauma? Obviously, right? We're not justifying the many horrific experiences that people have gone through as a way to grow. That's not what we're saying here. But I think the saying goes, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And we are glad to see, I'm glad to see, that people have been able to take something that could have destroyed them and really turned it around to live a different type of life even. And so going back to, am I really an empath, or am I a carrier of pain? Well, there are things around us and things that we experience that could really speak to us in regards to that, could really answer that question. A lot of times we need to take that time, though, to really analyze and meditate on it. This is why, right? They say meditation is so important, and prayer and journaling. Like, when you are in a search to heal and to find yourself and to grow, adding those elements serve a purpose to take a step back and really look in, to almost detach from a portion of yourself, to look at yourself from an outsider stand and see what you learn. And I can keep going about this, but that's not what we're going to talk about in this podcast or this episode. We're talking about being a carrier of pain. It's important to take a step back. You know, as someone who's been diagnosed with anxiety and depression medically, I believe that these things are, you know, can be dealt with medically. There is a portion of that that's very true. I think therapy is very important. However, I do think that things like anxiety and depression and even other disorders and diseases are a way of our body sometimes calling our attention to something that needs our choosing, that needs resolution. Things that are in disorder that need order. And when we decide to ignore those things and find other replacements and substitutes to blind or cover or put that band-aid on top of that wound that needs more attention than what we're giving it, let me tell you, my friends, it's like sitting in a rocking chair. You're moving, you're investing energy, you are going around in a vicious cycle, but you're not getting anywhere. You're stuck. And I want to urge all of us, including myself today, to ask this question and to be an initiation of getting unstuck. That's how you feel today. What are other things that show us we have unresolved issues? Unresolved things within us. You know, I look at friends, my family, relationships that have had to end, even recently. All those things really show you a lot about yourself. Repeated situations that you continue to fall into are a big red flag, or a big call out for us to look at. And life continues to give us that opportunity to sometimes be in situations that are hurtful and that we don't understand why we're there again, but we are not asking maybe the right questions in order to get the answers that we need. Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, why am I here again? Here's another failed relationship. Here's another failed friendship. Here's another failed whatever it is. I'm being used yet again. I'm being abused yet again. We tend to seek what we have not healed in ourselves through other people and other situations over and over and over, because we are on a search to actually heal and create closure. But instead, we end up dealing with the situation in the ways that we know how to cope with. Because for us, comfort is not literally about being comfortable and in the sense of being relaxed and in a good, comfy place. Comfort is really what is known. What we know, we tend to go for. Predictable. It's scarier and riskier, and it takes a lot more courage to do something new and different where we are not sure what the results are going to be. And so when we really take a step back and are honest with ourselves, we've been there. We've been in situations where we chose, whether consciously or subconsciously, a situation because it was more relatable, and that created comfort and safety, even in a toxic situation, than something that created something new And that is scary for us because we have not healed that area. Because sometimes we are toxic. Because sometimes all we know is how we manage to deal with the things that trigger us and have not been able to learn, or have not been willing either, to learn new skills to change that. But I have news. We can change that. We can all change that. And it takes work. And it takes honesty, and it takes courage, and it takes courageous questions such as, am I really an empath, or am I a carrier pain? Am I unhealed? As I was scrolling through my Instagram page, I follow a lot of holistic psychologists, and I follow this one page, Create a Love, which I love. He is basically like a relationship advisor, an expert in human connection. It's what like he describes it as. And he was saying something really important. He was saying how we are not really attractive, or you know how they say we are attractive to the opposite sex parent. Obviously, in the case of, you know, my scenario, right? Different people, that might be different for them depending on your sexual orientation. But that's what they say, that you tend to be attracted to the opposite sex parent, and that you seek those things in a partner. But he actually says you tend to find in a partner the parent that you had the most conflict with and unresolved issues with, because you are seeking healing in that area. And you're seeking to resolve it through your partner. Wow, mind blowing. And it did speak to me personally, as someone who's been dating and off and on, and just been in situations that haven't always been encouraging when it comes to dating, but it has definitely taught me a lot of things about myself and areas that I need to continue working on, because I wanna be my very best when I meet the right person, and not for them, but for me, for my happiness, and to be able to welcome a healthy relationship, and to be able to give that person, you know, the things that I will want, in the sense of health and being, you know, having a balanced relationship and dealing with toxicity in a way that's healthy and willing to grow together. But enough about that. The message was, wow, the parent that I have had maybe conflict with was the parent that I wanted to feel the most validated, you know, from. The person that I wanted to show my worth, to fight for their attention, for meeting their standards. I experienced that. And mind you, you know, those who have been able to have their parents around them, and you see your parents grow older, you start seeing more of their humanity and the things that you thought they knew or don't always end up being the case, right? We realize our parents are humans. They have flaws. They're not these God figures that they were to us when we were little. That they did the best that they could. And I think parents sometimes, you know, give the perception with things that might be said, done, from their own unhealed stuff, from their own trauma, that leaves scars in us, that creates trauma in us. And sometimes we don't realize that because we're not at the capacity during that moment to really conceptualize that for what it really is. We take it as truth, and we adapt it as our truth, and we adapt it into our identity. And guess what? Those things could create trauma. And don't let anybody out there tell you what trauma is, because not many that like to dictate what trauma is are certified to do so. Trauma can be a wide range of things, because we are all very different, and was trauma to someone may not be trauma to someone else. It is the impact that a situation left in us and left in our nervous system that could be later on triggered in our adulthood, when then we really have to analyze how we're gonna deal with that. And mind you, this is not about I was left with this, I was given this, so boo-hoo. No, it's about recognizing what it is so we can change it, so we can transform it. It's about having accountability, but also having consideration and mercy and forgiveness for ourselves. All those things have to work together in order for us to grow. So again, am I an empath or am I a carrier, not only of pain and trauma, but a carrier of other people's pain? Am I putting things on myself because I want to be so relatable, but in reality, you're seeking a truth that you're trying to find within yourself for your own trauma, for your own crap that you have not dealt with? Are you really such a nice person that you can't say no? You have no boundaries because you learn to not have any, because you're a people pleaser, because again, you're seeking validation. We can keep going here. Take a step into self-love and ask yourself, am I an empath or do I got some stuff to look at here? Is my nervous system alert? And this is the way that I learned to cope. And there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't necessarily anything wrong with that, but use it to be a light to deal with your unhealed stuff. It could be an opportunity to really grow and look at ourselves. And as always, I leave you with this question because I don't have the answers for you. But I know that we have the answers within ourselves. And it's something to really think about today. I hope that this has really made you think, and if it's relatable, you can use this as a way to really meditate on that question. Am I an empath or am I carrying stuff that is unresolved? And I'm coping through others. I send you good vibes. I send you love as always, and many blessings. Till next time, friends. Hi friends, I really didn't know what to call this episode, so we're going to just call it what you want, and you can make your own interpretation of it, because I just been really in deep thought about a lot of things that have been happening to me, and really analyzing relationships in my life, and what those relationships tell me. What past relationships, toxic ones, also tell me. And it's one of those moments where you have something in your mind and heart and you just need to put it out there. So you guys are kind of living this moment along with me. Human connection is something that we all have to manage. Some of us even master, and some of us are not very good at it. And in that managing and in that process of connection, whether you're in denial of it or not, we all need it. It's part of our nature to be in communion, to be in relationship with one another. There's also aspects of that we have to look into that. What we're investing into that human connection can be very meaningful or detrimental to the state that we're in. And I unfortunately have been in situations where even recently gave an open door to people who sometimes really do not deserve your energy. And I think that instead of me looking at it in the way of, oh, you know, this is happening again, or I'm in this situation, you know, I should have seen this or I should have known this. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to heal. And for me, realizing that what I carry, who I am as a person, is not what I can expect from other people. It's a constant lesson for me. Sometimes we want to treat things with such dignity, and when we don't get that in return, it's hurtful. And it even creates a question around who we are. You know, are we doing the right thing? Are we too nice? Because we're constantly told by the world that, you know, in order for us to stand in for ourselves, we have to be cold and we have to be rigid because people are just out here trying to take advantage of you. And sometimes it is that way. And sometimes it isn't that black and white. Sometimes people are just really unhealed. And they do bring their toxicity. They bring their unhealed shit to you. Into your life. But we also open the door for it. Because sometimes their unhealed stuff is part of our unhealed stuff. And they really see themselves as innocent people in your life. And you see them as villains. And sometimes there's a little bit of truth in both of those. But we forget also that we played a part in toxic human connection. There's something that we still have unresolved. And we are constantly trying to resolve it through people who we gravitate to, because what they have, it's a reminder of what we have unresolved, what we still haven't truly had closure for. And what is closure? I think closure can mean a lot of things for different people. You know, I don't think that it means the same for everyone or in every situation, but it does mean being at peace, accepting, and letting go. Those are three key things when it comes to closure, and that can be brought into your lives in many different ways. And sometimes in that closure, we're seeking a redemption. A redemption not only as a way to reevaluate situations that we might even regret and justify it, validate it, understand it, in order for us to pick up what we felt maybe we left of our dignity or self-value. But and that brings shame. That brings shame sometimes, or a reminder that we let ourselves behind. We left ourselves behind in that moment. And there's an anxiety that comes with that. A lack of peace. But I think that we need to own the moment. And it's not sometimes that accountability that we think we need to have for ourselves. I think forgiveness needs to be at place when we are realizing that we were part of a broken or toxic relationship. That we played a part in that as well. That we need to have grace and take this moment as an opportunity to not evaluate what already happened, but what this can mean for us now and in the future. Not only the type of relationships and value that we want in the quality of those relationships in our lives, but also the value that we have with ourselves, to choose ourselves. Many times we are attracted to people, we're infatuated by people, we might even think we're in love with people. That's how far the need to be chosen can take us. And we're literally there just waiting to be chosen. Sometimes that's all we want. We want to be chosen because being chosen equates to love. Equates to being picked, to being value over other things. And so when that doesn't happen, then rejection takes its place. And rejection hurts. It doesn't matter how you look at it. It hurts. And it can be a great experience in the sense of it being a clear answer, where there's no ambiguity. There's no doubt there. It's clear. It doesn't matter what the background reason of why this rejection, this no, took place, but it's clear. And we can run with that. That's an opportunity. We can run with that and say, now I know. And clear our spaces for the things that will say yes to us. The things that, more than saying yes to us, the things that are actually aligned and within our purpose. We are sometimes holding on to things because we're waiting to be chosen. But how can something that's not aligned with you, that's not aligned with your purpose, your life, and who you are as a person, choose you? How? It's not at your level, baby. Think about it that way. Whatever that level is, it's not there. It's not in the same place. It doesn't have the capacity to be able to choose you. But you do. You can choose you every single time. And I know relationships where we feel rejection, relationships that end in a way that we don't want it, relationships that remind us of the hurt of our past, the continuous need to be loved, seen, and validated can be exhausting. That redundant feeling, it's tiring, but it is also an opportunity to make space for new things, to look at your life and your purpose differently. That there is a clear answer to what doesn't belong and an opportunity to discover what does. Time is scary. Time reminds us that we're small. But time is also healing. It could be our friend. Because with time, it gives space for things to fall into place. I'll leave you with these thoughts. Thank you for listening, friends, and until next time.